As the Delta variant spreads and COVID cases climb, hospitals are once again dealing with a growing number of COVID patients. And that's something no nurse wants to deal with again. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by CEO of the Texas Nurses Association, Cindy Zolnarek. So how are our health heroes dealing with this next wave?
It's discouraging. You know, I think we were all very hopeful when we had the vaccine and we saw restrictions being lifted and we saw the numbers coming down, and we were all very hopeful that this was the light at the end of the tunnel. And here now we're hit with this very virulent Delta variant that is impacting particularly those that have not been vaccinated. And we're seeing a spike, and the escalation is happening quite quickly. So there's always a delay until people actually hit the hospital from when we see the infections rise. So it's discouraging to nurses who are already exhausted.
But are they more prepared because of what they've gone through, or less emotionally and physically there?
Well, I think that's a great point. So on the one hand, we know COVID now, whereas a year and a half ago, it was unknown, and we didn't really understand the specifics on how it was spread and how, and patients, you know, how best to treat them, how rapidly they could decompensate. And so what were some of the best practices? How to create different models of care so that we could care for more sick patients at one time? Well, we have that. What we don't have is the, we don't have the, maybe the stamina is running out where nurses are. They haven't had the time to really recoup and regain that strength from the exhaustion they experienced from the last wave that we had. There are also nurses, you know, I don't have hard numbers, but there are lots of anecdotal reports of nurses leaving the workforce, that they are retiring if they're eligible for retirement. They're finding a less stressful environment than acute care where our sickest patients go. We also, there were delays in getting new graduate nurses into the workplace during COVID because hospitals didn't feel that they had the resources to devote to orienting new nurses. So on both ends, you have fewer nurses coming in and more nurses leaving. We don't know really the extent of what that shortage is going to look like.
And we've heard some reports of nurses actually dealing with PTSD. How do you encourage a nurse who's dealing with that to stay on the job?
So there is post-traumatic stress, and I don't use the D on the PTSD component because that's a medical diagnosis, right? So you can experience that post-traumatic stress to a great degree without meeting the diagnostic criteria for having the disorder. But that post-traumatic stress is concerning because it requires recovery, right? When we have traumatic events, and it truly was traumatic for nurses caring for some of these very sick patients, when they talked about having 20 patients die on a shift, that's unheard of. And that hits hard in terms of how you have to prepare yourself to cope with that kind of trauma. So, again, eventually that wears you out, wears you down, and it does become a mental health disorder, does become a mental health condition. But the bottom line is the healthcare workforce, and nurses in particular, are worn out, and they need all the support that we can give them in the work environment so they're able to care for patients who need nursing care.
Texas Nurses Association CEO Cindy Zolnarek on today's Ask the Expert. Every day on the KRLD Afternoon News at this time, we ask the experts what you want to know. If you have any topic suggestions, if you have any questions, send us to an email at questions@krld.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.